Two elementary schools will be honored tonight for their dual language immersion programs. Jake Jacobson brings us that story.
The City of Bloomington is recognizing the Monroe County Community School Corporation's dual language immersion program during a National Hispanic Heritage Month annual award ceremony tonight. The MCCSC's dual language program will receive the City of Bloomington Commission on Hispanic and Latino Affairs Outstanding Organization and Program Award. The dual language program is run at two Bloomington schools, Summit Elementary and Clear Creek Elementary. The program, now in its third year, currently teaches Spanish to children in kindergarten through the third grade. Enrollment in the program is optional, and the students who enroll are chosen via a lottery process. Julian Luna is a first-grade Spanish teacher in the program at Summit Elementary. Luna explains how dual language immersion works.
So a lot of the times when language is being taught, especially in the upper levels in high school, language is being taught for language. So we're teaching Spanish. We're teaching Spanish. We're teaching them how to say certain things, and it's really just teaching Spanish. Whereas in dual language immersion, students are in this classroom to be taught in Spanish. So on my side, in first grade, we teach math and social studies, and they do receive some Spanish language arts, and they're being taught all of that in the Spanish language.
Language teachers often pair Spanish vocabulary with movement to help students better remember the material. Luna describes how this method, known as total physical response, helps students process language.
You're talking about total physical response, and we use it a lot when we are reading, when we're introducing new concepts. So we'll have a motion for a new concept or vocabulary term. So whenever the term is said in a reading, or if we're practicing it together, we'll do the motion with the word. And it does help a lot because it activates, you know, their brain to remember that motion with that certain word. And when they're, you know, communicating, if, for example, like, I teach Spanish for the whole day. So a lot of the times if you come into my classroom, you'll see me acting, mimicking. But it's because students are learning through actively moving and remembering those movements.
Luna says ideally, children who enroll in the dual language program will be in the program from kindergarten until their high school years. Luna says their goal is for students graduating from the program to have a minor in Spanish. Luna outlines how dual language programs are especially important for kids who are native Spanish speakers.
So when I entered kindergarten or into the school system, I did not know English at all. And, like, to this day, I remember that experience and how frightening it was. But now, having this Spanish immersion program, we'll have students not knowing English at all. But being in this program really gives them an opportunity to engage in their classroom and also act as a leader, even though they're still working on the English side as well.
MCCSC's dual language program will be recognized by the City of Bloomington Commission on Hispanic and Latino Affairs tonight during the National Hispanic Heritage Month annual awards ceremony. The ceremony will be hosted at City Hall's Council Chambers at 5:30 p.m. For WFHB, I'm Jake Jacobson.